Christians are in hiding in India after violent attacks over Christmas. A ministry to the disabled in the U.S. expands, and a mobile medical clinic will help physically and spiritually in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Curfews have been imposed in four districts in the Indian state of Orissa after rioters attacked churches, police stations, and homes. President and founder of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says one GFA church was burned down.
The police could not do anything because there were too many that were attacking the church building. Then one of our missionaries was caught. They shaved his head, marched him to the temple, and they forced him to kneel down before the deities. Of course, you know, they beat him up.
While Christmas is typically a more open time to share the gospel, it wasn't this year.
Christians were forbidden to celebrate Christmas in many of the churches, and they were stopped from traveling on the main road. So it was definitely a planned attack in terms of the opposition to the gospel.
Some Christians are in hiding. Yohannan hopes this story will help the church in the West be prepared for persecution that could be coming to their countries. Next, someone lobbed a hand grenade at World Vision's Sri Lanka office in Batticaloa late last week. The resulting explosion damaged three vehicles in the office building, but thankfully, none of the staff was injured. Police are investigating the attack, but so far they have no motive, suspects, or arrests. World Vision's team works with children, families, and communities to overcome poverty and injustice. Pray for their safety as they continue to reach out as the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Johnny and Friends confirmed the global expansion of their newest television program. The show answers questions about God's goodness in the light of a suffering world. They have 26 half-hour programs already taped. Steve Appel says February 1st, 2008 is the day the show will be broadcast on TBN for the first time. On that day,
it will go to Asia, to the Middle East, to South America, to Australia. It's truly global. There's very few places on the planet that will not get it.
With that in mind, Appel says their ministry will be strengthened by this new deal.
This will undergird the Johnny and Friends outreach that we have with Wheels for the World, giving away free wheelchairs and fitting people with disabilities around the world.
For now, subtitles will be in place. However, Appel says they're working on Arabic and Farsi translations, and the future will likely bring Mandarin and Spanish. Pray that this broadcast will reach those who are suffering, who need to hear a message of hope. Meanwhile, 2007 was an incredible year for Living Water International. In fact, LWI's president, Jerry Wiles, says it was the best year ever.
We've been able to complete 850 water projects. Those would be new wells and well rehab projects, serving roughly 1.2 million people. Since we were founded in 1990, we've completed more than 4,700 water projects, serving close to 8 million people.
However, there are still 1.1 billion people without clean, safe drinking water, and many of them have never heard the gospel. Wiles says LWI is doing more about the gospel.
One of the most exciting things we're doing is teaming up with a group of organizations reaching the illiterate, semi-illiterate, functionally illiterate people that get their information either by necessity or by choice through oral communication.
This new initiative is helping LWI focus on what's most important: evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. And Global Aid Network has launched a mobile medical clinic to serve the slums and the rural communities in western Kenya. They partnered with other Campus Crusade ministries to broaden the ministry impact in Kenya. To supply the areas of need, Global Aid Network will provide a 24-foot self-contained mobile medical clinic stocked with medical supplies. Jesus Film teams traveling with the mobile unit will show the film in every community where the clinic's stationed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With 2007 coming to a close, I'd like to encourage you to make a year-end gift. To make your tax-deductible gift, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. With a suggested donation, we'll send you the new Better Than Life CD and book to help you remember the persecuted church. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.